Camille Saint-Saëns fifth and last piano concerto reflects his long career as an organist and pianist, composer, and avid traveler. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more on the concerto nicknamed The Egyptian.
When pianist Nicholas Ungerlitch first heard Saint-Saëns fifth piano concerto played in concert, he fell in love with it.
It's a kind of beauty which is not conventional, let's say, in the harmonies, in the writing, the whole exotic inspiration.
Born in 1835, Saint-Saëns showed exceptional talent as a young child, went on to study at the Paris Conservatory, and became an accomplished organist, pianist, composer, and conductor. He loved to travel and made many trips to the Middle East and Africa. In writing about this concerto, he referenced songs he heard, quote, sung by riverboat sailors on the Nile.
He's exploring the piano sound in very, very strange ways. The overtones and the harmonics are just, you know, incredible. It's very atmospheric.
Evocative music, says Ungerlitch, clearly written by a great virtuoso.
And his virtuosity is not just playing loud or fast, it's playing with a lot of style and imagination. I think that's perhaps the most important part of it.
The fifth concerto premiered in Paris in 1896 with the composer at the keyboard in a concert celebrating the 50th anniversary of his first public performance at age 11.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.